Now we'll bring in Chris Vaughn, defensive back coach for the University of Texas. Chris, sorry about that before. Thanks for joining us today. How are you this morning? John Schmuck, Lance Meadow on Big Blue Kickoff Live on Giants.com.
Doing great, guys. Good morning.
Hey, thanks for joining us. Well, why don't you give me a little thumbnail? What kind of guy is Mykel Thompson? I've heard a lot about, you know, his work on the field, what he brings as a safety. What is he like working with in the meeting room? What type of student of the game is he? And what type of a guy is he to coach?
Really smart young man. I was very, very happy with Mykel while he was here, the short time that I had him. But hard worker, loves the game. His best football is ahead of him, guys. I really believe that. Just, you know, when I got here, there was a lot, of course, athletically, he's a great athlete, but a lot of football, he was still learning. And then I think his best football is ahead of him.
Coach, you had mentioned that obviously he's had a number of different positions that he's played during the course of his career, even before you got to Texas. Most notably, last season, you used him at the corner position in the slot as well as safety. Talk about his versatility and what makes him so unique compared to perhaps other defensive backs that you've worked with.
Well, he's so athletic. He's got a great burst. He can really run. He's got really good hips for a tall young man, which is hard to find. You know, you're talking about a 6'1", you know, guy that's got great hips, moves like a 5'10" guy, which those guys are hard to find, but he's got great hips. He's long. You know, when you start playing balls down the field, taller guys stay tall down the field. You know, you play sometimes with 5'10" guys and they seem to get shorter as you know, they cover guys down the field. But he did a great job from that, you know, in that aspect. And like I said, he's a guy that I think can play in the slot, you know, according to what people want him to do defensively in their scheme. But he's a guy that's real versatile because of his athletic ability.
We're joined by Chris Vaughn, defensive backs coach, University of Texas. He coached Giants draft Mykel Thompson down there. Coach, you talked about his versatility. You talked about him being a smart player. Do you think that will help his transition to the NFL? I don't need to tell you. You know how complicated some of these NFL defenses and playbooks can be. You're going against very different types of offenses than what these guys have seen in college football where there's so much spread. Do you think that transition for Mykel is going to be a little bit easier given those traits we've talked about?
Well, I think he's definitely going to be able to adjust because of some of the situations that he was in. And the fact that we try to play a defense that's multiple in the secondary as far as coverages are concerned. So hopefully there'll be some carryover for him, you know, with you guys. So I hope that he'll come in and continue to be the young man he is, that he has been for us. And if he does, he'll excel.
Coach, the Giants have a young nucleus at the safety position, and given your experience around college football, you've seen your fair share of safeties, your fair share of schemes. When it comes to the adjustment from free safety to strong safety, left safety to right safety, what are some of those challenges, big picture, not just with respect to Mykel Thompson, but that you've seen players have to deal with as they maybe move back and forth from one side of the field to the other?
Well, I've never coached in the NFL, but coaching in college for the amount of years that I have, the one thing that I do know about the NFL game is that the hashes are a lot closer. So a lot of times those guys are going to be in the middle of the field a lot more than, you know, in college where the ball's on the hash the majority of the time. So you've got a field corner and a boundary corner the majority of the time. So you're looking at space, you know, but because Mykel's such a great athlete, space is not going to be as big of a concern as it might be for a kid that was bigger, more of a box guy. You know, so you put him in the boundary where he's got – in college, you put him in the boundary where he's got less space to cover and you roll him down weak into the box. Well, in the NFL, you know, the ball's almost in the middle of the field all the time, so you got to have a really good athlete back there that can do all those things and play in space. Mykel, because of his athletic ability and his range, that shouldn't be a huge issue for him.
We're joined by Chris Vaughn, defensive backs coach, University of Texas. And, Coach, I want to follow up on your point. The burgeoning of the athletic tight end in the NFL, the Jimmy Grahams, who can carry down the middle of the field and carry down that seam, oftentimes require safeties to play man-on-man defense, but also will require them from time to time to play that single high and go sideline to sideline. The way you've discussed Mykel's athletic ability, he seems to be have the athletic profile to fill those multiple roles that are often required of safeties in the NFL. Do you agree with that?
I do, you know, and because of his experience here, he's played in the slot. So he's played man-to-man in the slot on, you know, displaced receivers. He's also played on tight ends. But he's also been out wide and played one-on-one coverage against wide receivers. So that ought to help him versus athletic tight ends in the league, which, you know, those guys are big receivers for the most part.
Yeah.
You know, the way you run and the way they catch the ball, they're big receivers. So his experience in the slot and playing at corner at times for us should help him in the coverage aspect. Now, he's got to continue to do things, be disciplined with his eyes and work on his technique, but those are all things that he'll continue to grow as a player. But that should help him where he's had some experiences playing man coverage on really good athletes out wide and in the slot. That should carry over and help him versus some of the better tight ends.
In addition to his experience in the defensive backfield at both safety and corner, early in his collegiate career, played a lot of special teams. And as you know, Coach, when you get drafted in the NFL, perhaps the best way to see time on the field is special teams before they utilize you at your normal position. How much do you think his experience as a special teamer, even if it was earlier in his career, is going to help him as he makes the transition from college to the NFL?
Well, I think it's going to make a huge difference in this transition just because he's got some experience. When you start talking terminology on the kickoff team, on the punt team, coverage responsibilities, coverage terminology, he'll understand those concepts and he'll understand those schemes because he's done it. You know, it won't be foreign to him because he's had experience running down covering kicks. So I think because of those things, that would be a positive for him as far as trying to make the team and having an impact on the special teams.
Coach, final question from me. We talked about his adjustment to the NFL in terms of the playbook and adjusting to the athletes and the play on the field. But a lot of times, kids coming out of college, as you well know, have trouble adjusting to becoming a professional, you know, getting the paycheck, handling everything that comes with the NFL off the field, and, you know, staying humble, things like that. Mikel, as a person, attitude-wise, do you feel like he's well-equipped to handle that part of the transition to the NFL?
There's no doubt in my mind about that. I mean, I don't know the roster there with the Giants, but I think it'd be hard to find a better young man.
Wow.
As far as character is concerned, I was with Mikel for a year. Not an issue with the length of meetings, not an issue with anything off the field. A yes or no, sir, young man comes to work every day. He's the type of young man that you know wouldn't mind your daughter bringing home. So as far as that's concerned, I don't think there'll be any issues with Mikel as far as that's concerned. Plus, his mom will get after him pretty good. She'll get after him pretty good if he did anything he's not supposed to. But, no, that'd be the last concern I would have with him in any off-the-field issues or you know, from a transition into a man as a professional. That'd be the last concern I'd have about Mikel.
Well, that's certainly a positive aspect, talking with Chris Vaughn, Texas defensive backs coach. Coach, before we let you go, you know, the media, when they had been covering Mikel Thompson, who was taken by the Giants, you know, talked about him as a player that had a great resume but really fell under the radar. And that's perhaps why a lot of teams didn't necessarily take a chance with him. I'm curious, what was your reaction when the Giants grabbed him in round number 5? And what were your expectations for him at least going into the draft?
Well, you know, it's funny you say that because I think it was, and that's the one thing about the NFL and the draft. You have to find one team that loves you, not 33 or however many teams are in the NFL right now. If one team finds you and loves you, which the Giants did a great job, did their homework on him and brought him in and did an extensive background check on him and talked to him and worked him out, and they fell in love with him because athletically, he's one of the best athletes I've coached. I mean, the way he runs, he can run, can jump, got great transition for a tall kid like we talked about. And again, I think his best football's ahead of him. You know, he did not play defense in high school. He was a quarterback. So when he got to Texas, it was the first time he had played defense. So again, his learning curve and his ceiling as far as learning and playing football, playing defense, is really high. And I think his best football is ahead of him. So the Giants did a great job, I think, projecting him as an athlete and knowing that he's got great character and a guy that's willing to come learn and wants to be good. So now when you put all those things together, you've got a chance to have a guy and develop a guy. And I told people going into the draft that you're looking for a young guy that you want to develop and help you on all special teams early in his career, but develop, you know, you have time to develop him into a player. He's going to be your guy because athletically he can do everything you ask him to do, and his best football still ahead of him.
Chris, great stuff. I know I learned a lot. I think Lance did as well, and I think Giant fans got a nice snapshot of the type of young man they brought in here in Mykel Thompson. Thanks so much for the time. Good luck this upcoming season. We appreciate it. We'll talk to you down the road, all right?
Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
You too.
You as well.
Thank you, Chris. That's Chris Vaughn. Did a great job. Defensive basketball, University of Texas.